弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天是2013年我们第一次主日的聚会。
It's the first Sunday of 2013 as we gather together.
不光跟大家说 Happy New Year 和新年快乐。
I not only want to say Happy New Year to all of you.
真的希望像刚才诗歌所说的，又是一年，我们来证明他的同在。
Just like the hymn we sung earlier, it's another year for us to prove His presence.
我们的主他是乐意跟我们同在的神。
For our God is the one who delights to be with us.
真的希望每一次的聚会，我们都因为这样子同心的爱他，高举他，让他的同在显为真实啊。
And how I pray every time we come together, there is one accord of one heart that we would exalt Him and His presence is so real.
这两天正好生病啊。
These couple of days, I got ill.
这个虽然身体体力不够，但是生病唯一给我的好处是我的声音变得比较温和，比较有磁性。
Though I lack a physical strength these couple of days, but the good thing that it brought is it gave me a gentler and softer voice as I speak.
但是我今天的信息是很需要用力的。
But the message today requires a lot of strength.
所以我只好说者无力，听者要有力。
Though the speaker would be without strength, those who listen, you guys need to be strong.
我非常谢谢 Brother Ernie 是跟带来这么多可爱的年轻人。
And I want to thank Brother Ernie and all the wonderful young people he's brought.
这么多年来我们教会快20年了哈，十几年来都常常来帮助我们。
Almost 2 decades that he's been here to help us.
我知道2012年对他和他的全家真的是很不容易的一年啊。
The year 2012 was an enduring year for my brother.
不管发现了癌症，姊妹也生病了，家里面也淹水了，有这么多的难处。
Whether it be cancer and Sister Joy's getting sick and his house getting flooded.
但是我看见弟兄的时候，如果你不知道他有这些事情，你根本不知道他是从苦难中走出来的人。
And if you see him, if you did not realize all these things that happened the past year, you didn't realize that he has come through all that.
One thing maybe make you happy. You look taller to me. 我看他觉得他长高了，不晓得是修华矮了还是我矮了。我觉得a little bit. Okay, great.
Brother, he's gotten taller last year.
所以他还在发育，还在长。我们感谢神。
He's still in his puberty. He's still growing.
我想我们我想我们每一个人在主的面前都不要停止我们的成长啊！
And we pray that every year we do not cease our growth before the Lord.
神还把时间、把连日留给我们。
God's given us time, for us and our years.
都是机会啊！
They are all opportunities.
让我们更深的认识他，让我们能够更深的来成长。
That we may know him deeper, that we may grow deeper.
在英国士布珍的教会里面有一个很漂亮的钟放在聚会厅里面。
In England, Pastor Spurgeon, he has a wonderful clock in the church building.
有一天被小偷偷。走了，但是小偷留了一个字条给他们。
One day a thief took the clock, but he left a note behind.
他说：“牧师先生，我知道你们只重视永生，时间对你们不重要，所以我把它拿走了。”
Dear pastor, I know you guys only pay attention to eternity, and time is of no value to you, so I took your clock.
弟兄姊妹，他这句话是对是不对？哈。
Statement is correct, but it's also not true.
我们的确重视永生。
Yes, we do care about eternity.
但是时间对我们太重要了。
But time is crucial and important to us.
因为我们居然能够用有限的时间来经历，来得着永恒的价值。
Because with this limited time, we can exchange it with something that is eternal.
我们也就是在短短的人生中认识了这位伟大的主，我们得到了永远的生命。
In the short spans of our life, we come to know this wonderful Savior that we have eternal life.
不光我们得到了永远的生命。
Not only do we have eternal life.
从我们得救那一天到我们见主的这段时间里。
But from the day that we are saved till the day we see Him face to face, this time.
这么短暂快速流逝的时间居然可以让我们跟永恒发生关系。
The short time that is fleeting away has something to do with eternity.
什么时候在我们的时间里面跟基督发生关系，它就产生了永恒的价值。
Whenever in the elements of our time we have something to do with Christ, it has something to do with eternity.
如果我们的时间里面没有基督的话，那就是浪费。
But if in our days we have not Christ, then we've wasted our days.
所以在台湾大学有一句话说，时间就是生命。
So in Taiwan University, there's a statement that says time is life.
life. A lot of merchants on their table, they would say time is money. But for us, time is an opportunity to exchange with eternity. Whatever we go through in the span of our days, as long as we have anything that is in touch with Christ, it has something to do with eternity. Yes, the clock may be stolen, but our heart that treasures our days and our time cannot be destroyed by Satan. A lot of people, Satan has already robbed us of the importance and the value of time
in our lives.
From the start of our day to the conclusion of the day, we've been so busy, we forgot why we're so busy. So many things are happening in our lives. A lot of responsibilities on our shoulders. A lot of our delights and hobbies we like to accomplish. Not to say the emergence of the internet and all the newer technology that occupied our time.
This is
the days that has been swallowed by locusts and swallowed by locusts. And they are without value. And the enemy has swallowed them up. And in the new year, may we all rise to love the Lord. And I really thank Brother Ernie and the Lord's working and calling the brothers and sisters to the altar in the last couple nights. And to renew our offering unto the Lord. To come before the presence of God, to draw near to Him and be filled by the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, these things are precious. It's not only during the New Year conference or summer conference that we encourage brothers and sisters to come before the Lord to offer up your lives.
我们希望借着这样子的聚会，我们尝到一点甜头。其实我们是随时可以来亲近他的。
But we pray that through these opportunities, we may taste the sweetness of God's presence, that we may draw near to Him. And often we ought to renew our offering before the Lord. Look how small we are. And the earth in the midst of the universe doesn't even compare to a grain of sand on the seashore. The God who commands and brought to existence of things. Yet He loves us who are so small. And we are so corrupt.
Yet
He loves us to the point that He's given us a promise that whenever we draw near to Him, He will draw near to us.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹，你不能够想象我们人是在宇宙中是这么小的。
And we cannot imagine how small and how puny we are compared to the creation of the universe. But yet we can influence God. God says when we draw near to Him, He will draw near to us. And not only so,
他应许我们，我们只要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开我们逃跑了。
And He also promises when we resist the devil, He will flee from us.
所以以前有人说宇宙中的三巨头，撒旦。 不是神撒旦跟人 三个 giants
someone has said that the universe is three giants, God, man, and Satan.
还好他没翻成芋头哈 其实人哪里算巨头啊
how can man be counted as a giant?
不过是小不点
it is but a puny potato
但是 focus point居然在我们人的身上
But the point is that we are the focus between God and Satan.
我们是最渺小的
We are the smallest.
我们是最无力的
We are without strength.
我们不仅比天使微小，连比天使长这个堕落的撒旦更微小。
We're lower than the angels. In many ways, we're also weaker than Satan, who is the fallen angel.
更不要说我们跟这位至高的神。
Not to say compared to the Almighty God.
然后你会发现雅各书第四章第八节居然把权柄交在人的手上。
But James chapter 4 verse 8 says that the authority is given to our hands.
他说勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必，请注意哈，就必离开你逃跑了。
So resist the devil and he will flee from us.
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
Draw near to God, and God will draw near to you.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是何等的恩典
！What a wonderful grace!
所以我们希望我们一年，新的一年，我们再来证明神的话是真的。
So this coming new year, let's prove the word of God to be true.
啊，第七节是讲到抵挡魔鬼，第八节讲到亲近神哈。
Verse 7 says resist the devil. Verse 8 says draw near to God.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们来经历我们的神。
So let's come and experience our God.
Oh, 他是这样子可以亲近的神。
He is a God that we may draw near.
我们来经历他赐给我们的得胜。
We may experience the victories He's given us.
我们靠着基督，凡事上彰显他的得胜。
That by Christ we may magnify His victories.
不要只有在跨越年的时候，我们在这里懊悔过去，在这里盼望将来。
And not only when we cross into the new year that we will regret of the year past and hope for the new year to come.
我们每一天都应该在主的面前更新自己的奉献。
But every single day we ought to renew our offerings before the
Lord. 我们每一天都应该在主的面前来学习亲近神。
And every day we need to learn to draw near to God.
与主更亲，爱主更深。
To be closer to Him and to love Him more dearly.
啊，今年我们定的题目是愿爱你的人如日头出现，光辉烈烈。
And the theme for this year we said let those who love Him be like the sun.When it comes out in its full strength.
啊，这是几个月前我在那里祷告寻求的时候，里面这句话出来。
A couple months ago, as I was praying and seeking the Lord, this particular verse came to mind.
嗯，越来越跟同工们交通，然后看见圣灵在我们中间的工作，啊，这实在是一句宝贝的话。
And then more I share with the co-workers and observing what the Lord is doing in our midst, this indeed is a precious verse.
啊，这是四世纪五章三十一节的话。
Judges chapter 5 verse 31.
这是底波拉在那里作歌之后结束的话。
So these are the conclusions of Deborah's song.
你如果要充分的能够了解这句话的真实的含义的话
，If you truly want to understand the meaning of this last verse,
你需要把整个四世纪第五章读过。
You need to read through the entire chapter 5.
甚至你应该从第四章读起。
And maybe you need to start with chapter 4.
但是请你们现在不要读，专心听到。
Don't read it now. Pay attention to what I'm sharing.
啊，你知道在四世纪里面有一个很悲惨的局面。
So Judges, there's a very sad scene.
哦，就是神的百姓一再的失败，一再的失败，一再的失败。
That is the people of God.Time and time again, they keep falling away.
他们离开神
and they fall away from God.
他们不顺服神
they did not obey God.
他们甚至去拜别神
and to the extent that they would worship other gods.
然后神就兴起仇敌来管教他们
so God raised up their enemies to discipline them.
所以他们吃了很多的苦头
so they suffer quite a bit.
那个苦就一直增加，一直增加，一直增加
so their sorrows began to multiply and to multiply.
就好像你在烧热水一样
just as boiling a pot of water.
啊，越烧越热，越烧越热，到最后不得了了，他就开始make noise 了哈，因为沸腾了
and the water begins to boil and it gets hotter and hotter and it begins to make a loud noise
所以神的百姓痛苦痛苦痛苦痛苦到最后不得了他们就向耶和华哀求
so the people of God suffers and suffers and then they cry out to God
有的等了二十年有的等了四十年他们实在受不了了被仇敌辖制的向神哀求
some waited 20 years some waited 40 years to the point they cannot endure anymore so they cried out to God
然后神就兴起士师来拯救他们
and so God would raise up a judge to deliver them
把难处挪掉了
and to remove the difficulties
啊，圣经上就从此太平了
And then the scripture says they live under peace.
没有多久，他们又去犯错了。
But not too much later,
他们又远离神了。
And they fall away from the Lord.
啊，然后又开始受苦。
And so they suffered again.
啊，被神管教，兴起仇敌来辖制他们。
And so God again disciplines them through raising up their enemies.
然后痛苦越来越加增，越来越加增，越来越加增，到最后又向神呼求了。
And then the sorrow will increase and increase and increase, and then they cry out to God again.
整个四世纪发生的七次。
And in the time of Judges recorded seven times, it's repeated.
弟兄姊妹，神的百姓。就是没有学会功课。
And the people of God never learned.
然后你要发现一件很稀奇的事情。
And then you discover something.
四世纪所有的仇敌。
And all the enemies in the recording in the book of Judges.
每一个仇敌来都可以辖制神的百姓。
Any enemy that came was able to subdue the people of God.
同样的仇敌。
The same enemy.
在约书亚记。
And the book of Judges.
全部是约书亚脚下败将，手下败将。
They were all Joshua's food.
好，弟兄姊妹，所以你看见了没有？当人跟神的关系对的时候
，So when man is right with God，
当人在这里信靠神，把神摆在该摆的位置上的时候
，When man trusted God and put God in the rightful place，
所有的仇敌全部降服在他们的底下
，All their enemies were subdued under their feet。
而当人跟神的关系不正常的时候
，When man's relationship with God is wrong，
连再小的仇敌都可以来辖制他们
，Even the weakest enemy can subdue them。
弟兄姊妹，你不觉得我们的生活也是这样吗
？People。Brothers and sisters, don't you realize, don't you think that our lives are the same?
当你跟神的关系对的时候
When your relationship is right with God.
你看我们弟兄长了癌症
Our brother has contracted cancer.
没有人看得出来，他还是这样子全心的侍奉神。
No one can see it. He still wholeheartedly served the Lord.
里面满了平安，满了笃定，充满了对主的爱。
There is a peace, there's a steadfastness, and there's a love for the Lord.
当我们关系不正常的时候
But when our relationship is wrong with God,
我们连小小的事情我们都被他辖制
The smallest things would come and subdue us
我们烦躁我们痛苦我们觉得人生乏味
When we get frustrated, we're bitter, we hate life
弟兄姊妹问题都不在旁边
All the problem is not because of our surroundings
关键的问题在于我们对神是什么
The issue is our relationship with God
所以在底波拉的时代
So in the time of Deborah
神的百姓又转离去背叛去离开神
And the people of God once again turn from God and worship other gods
所以神就兴起迦南王夏所耶宾起来辖制他们
So God raised the king of Canaan to rise up to go and subdue them
辖制他们20年
Subdue them for 20 years
他们受不了就向神呼求
And they couldn't endure it anymore so they cried out to God again
居然发现神家里面没有一个弟兄们可以站起来
Because they discovered that not a single man or a brother in the house of God would rise up
神的儿女们远离神他们去追求自己的东西
And people of God departed from the Lord and they pursued after their own things
所以神兴起一个女先知底波拉来
So God raised up a woman whose name is Deborah a judge
底波拉自己知道自己是个姊妹所以她把巴拉成全起来
So Deborah knows that she is a sister, so she went and found Barak.
叫巴拉起来带领百姓们征战。
She said, Barak, rise up and lead the people into battle.
但是弟兄姊妹，你去看四世纪第五章，我们现在没有时间去看它。
But when you start reading the book of chapter 5 of the book of Judges,
当他们把这个呼召发出来的时候
，and when they gave such an outcry to the people,
以色列进迦南的时候，曾经有60万大军60万的军人。
And when the Israel entered into the land of the Canaan, there were 600 foot soldiers.
当他们呼召的时候，只有四万个人。
And when they called, only 40,000 came.
四万个人，没有人手上有刀有枪的。
The 40,000, none of them had weapons in their hands.
所以神叫底波拉叫巴拉去招了一万个人出来。
So God called Deborah and Barak to raise an army. Only 10,000 came.
借着这一万个人把仇敌打败了。
And through this 10,000, they defeated their enemy.
然后只剩下他们的那个将军叫西西拉。
And Sisera was the only one that is left.
然后借着一个姊妹叫雅意。这个我不讲细节了，就把这个人给处理掉了。
And by a sister, her name is Jael, and she.Slayed him.
弟兄姊妹，你就看见在神家荒凉的时候。
And you discover in the house of God when it is desolate.
当底波拉借着巴拉在这里呼召百姓的时候。
When Deborah through Barak calling out to the people of God.
有一些人答应呼召出来。
Some people responded.
很多人就在那里安坐不肯出来。
But many of them sat where they were and they were not willing to move.
我们看一点点经文好了。
Let's just look at the scripture briefly.
给大家有一点感觉，我们看四世纪第五章。
So you have some understanding, please.Please turn to Judges chapter 5.
第五章
Chapter 5.
We'll start reading
verse
15.
We'll start reading verse
15. 第十五节的后半
Verse 15.
我们从十五节都读好了。
We'll start verse 15.
中文、英文一起读哈，都可以。
We'll read it all together. We'll learn every language.
以撒家的首领和底波拉同来。以撒家怎样，巴拉也怎样。众人都跟随巴拉，冲下平原，在流遍的溪水旁，有心中定大志的。你为何坐在羊圈内，听群中吹笛的声音呢？在流遍的溪水旁，有心中设大谋的。基列人安居在约旦河外，但人为何等在船上？亚瑟人在海口静坐，在港口安居。希伯伦人是拼命赶死的，拿弗他利人在田野的高处也是如此。所以你从这一段的圣经，你看见有两类的人。
Through these verses, you discover two groups of people emerge.
一类答应了呼召。
The first group, they answered the call.
他们出来拼命赶死啊。
And they came and they rushed to the point of death.
但是另外你看见好几个支派。
But you see all the other tribes.
他说流便支派在流便的溪水旁。
It says that the tribe of Reuben by the riverside.
这么漂亮的环境有 view 哈。
Such a great view.
然后坐在自己的羊圈里面。
And they sat with their sheepfold.
他们在那里听吹笛的声音。
And they were listening to the piping of to the flock.
而这些人都是定大志、设大谋的人。
And these are the people with great desires and great searching of their
hearts. 换句话说，他们常常高谈阔论，有很多 idea 的。
So a lot of times they would raise up their thoughts and they have great ideas.
神家应该怎么建造？
效。
Oh, the house of God, we need to build it up this way.
哦，神他有问题，因为你们领袖们不够属灵。
The problem with the house of God is because the problem with leaders.
哦，神他那个问题，那是因为什么什么
？You guys have these problems because such and such a thing.
哦，你们会所买不成，因为那不是神的旨意，但是他自己一毛钱都不奉献。
You can't purchase this property because it's not the will of God, but he's not willing to offer anything.
你就发现流便支派就是这样子的一般人。
And you find the tribe of Reuben is full of people like that.
他在神家里面高谈阔论。
And they have great thoughts in the house of God.
他有很多方法。
They have a lot of ways.
他有很多的判断，很多的论断。
They have a lot of judgments.
但是他自己坐在溪水旁，听着笛子的声音，看着自己的羊群，他不肯派兵。
But they sit by the riverside, they listen to the piping to the flocks, they will not send a single one.
然后在这里讲到基列人安居在约旦河外，他们根本不肯派兵过来。
The tribe of Gilead, they are by the Jordan, they will not even send a person in.
但人等在船上，他们是做生意的。
And the tribe of Dan, they waited on their ships, they're merchants.
那个但跟亚瑟都靠海边，所以他们是做贸易的。
And Dan and Asher, they're both by the seashore, they're merchants.
他们在港口静坐。
And they are by the seashore, they're sitting at the inlet.
啊，他们在港口安居。
And they dwell there peacefully.
然后其他人拼命赶死。
And then other people are rushing to death.
然后我们看二十三节。
And verse 23.
我们读后面哈。
The second half.
对不起，二十三节，耶和华的使者说，应当咒诅米罗斯，大大咒诅其中的居民，因为他们不来帮助耶和华，不来帮助耶和华攻击勇士。请你们注意到圣经上用什么笔法来写。
Please pay attention to the word of God and how the Lord uses these words to describe the
circumstance. 这些不肯答应底波拉跟巴拉呼召的人。
These people that would not answer the cry of Deborah and Barak.
哦，神的使者，好，圣经上有的翻译做 angels， 他们愤怒。
And the angel of the Lord, they were angry.
他们看着就生气啊。
And they were furious as they watched what is going on.
他不是生气说你们为什么不来帮底波拉，不来帮巴拉。
And they were angry, but they did not say, why didn't you not come to help Deborah and Barak?
他说你们为什么不来帮助耶和华？
They say, why didn't you not come to help the Lord?
难道耶和华需要帮忙吗？
Does the Lord really need your help?
圣经上早就讲征战的胜败不在乎人多人少。
Scripture already said that the victory of the battle does not depend on the numbers of men.
有多少历史的故事，圣经的故事告诉我们，征战的胜败真的不在乎人多人少。
The history of man, the stories in the scriptures tell us that the battles and its victory does not have anything to do with the number of men.
来在乎耶和华。
But it belongs to the Lord.
所以今天在这场的征战上并不需要人多。
So in this battle, we do not need a lot of people.
不是靠人多得胜。
We are not victorious because of our numbers.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
当神家有需要神呼召人的时候人不肯出来这是得罪神的事情。
When the house of God has a need and the call is given out and you will not come forth, you are offending God.
这是失去祝福的事情。
It's something that will cause you to lose a blessing.
连神的使者都说你为什么不来帮助耶和华。
So the angel of the Lord would cry out, why would you not come and help the Lord?
所以在这样子的一首诗歌结束的时候
and at the conclusion of such a song,
我们一起来看我们今年的主题经文31节。
And we come and look at verse 31, the theme for this year.
耶和华愿你的仇敌都这样灭亡愿爱你的人如日头出现光辉烈烈这样国中太平四十年
So O Lord, but let those who love him be like the sun when it comes out in a full strength so the land have rest for 40 years
所以首先我们要看见神家需要器皿
So the first of all, we need to see that the house of God needs vessels
神也一直在寻找合用的器皿
And God continuously to search for vessels that are usable
不是神不能做事情
It's not that God cannot work
而是神要透过人来做事情
But God wants to work through man
当人碰到难处的时候
When man faces difficulties
人就寻找各样的方法来解决难处
Man looks for ways to solve his problem
但是神却寻找合用的器皿来解决难处
But yet God looks for the appropriate vessels to solve the problem
当人要实现一个计划一个理想的时候
When man wants to accomplish a particular plan
他去寻求各样的方法能够有效的来实现他的计划
He looks for all sorts of ways to effectively fulfill his plan
但是神要成就他旨意的时候
But when God wants to accomplish his will
他乃是寻找一个对的人借着他来成就他的旨意
He looks for a right person and through him to fulfill his will.
同样的，当人在这里追求祝福的时候
similarly, when man searches for blessings,
人用各样的方法在这里想要得到好处
a man uses all sorts of ways to obtain blessings.
但是当神要赐下祝福的时候
but when God wants to give a blessing,
神不是借着方法的
God is not using a method.
神是借着对的器皿
God is using the right vessel.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是神做事的法则
This is the way of the Lord.
我们都要学
We all need to learn from the Lord.
不是只有在神家是这样
It's not just in the house of the Lord
在你的家中也是这样
in your house you ought to do
你觉得你的孩子管教不了吗
you feel that you cannot discipline your child
我跟你讲你去把所有图书馆的书看完了你的孩子不见得会好的
you read through all the books in the library you may not learn a way to discipline your child
人是用方法解决问题
man uses methods to solve problems
神是用对的人来解决问题
God uses the right person to solve problems
神是用对的人来实现他的旨意
God uses the right person to fulfill his will
神是用对的人来赐下他的祝福
God uses the right persons to usher forth his blessings
所以我们都应该问说到底我在主的手中是不是一个对的人
So we all need to ask God am I the right person in your hand
到底我在神的手中是不是一个合用的器皿
Am I a usable vessel in your hand
我在这里举了两个例子撒迦利亚书第四章告诉我们耶和华的眼目他是遍察全地
Zechariah says that the eyes of the Lord goes to and fro throughout the earth
你说到他在找
It says that the Lord is searching
他不是一说有要就排长龙像现在找工作的人一样
it's not to say that as soon as he calls out the line just wait, lines out the door it's like people at the
而是他需要七眼遍察全地来找的
looking for work nowadays but the Lord needs to go and search to and fro
当他看见所罗巴伯手拿线砣他的心就高兴
he,
找到一个对的人
when he saw Zerubbabel with the measuring line in his handThe Lord's heart delighted.
历代志下十六章第九节前半也说到耶和华的眼目遍察全地。
Second Chronicles chapter 9 also says the Lord searches throughout.
他看见有人向他心存诚实。
And he finds those who are pure in heart towards the Lord.
他就要显大能来帮助他。
Then he will prove himself to be strong on his behalf.
所以我劝弟兄姊妹，我们再软弱，再败坏。我不是说没关系哈。
So, brother and sister, I want to encourage you, no matter how weak and how corrupted we are, I'm not saying that it is not of significance.
但是我们永远要向神真实，要 be true.
But we need to forever be true to the Lord.
当我们真的在主的面前那么认真的想胜过罪，却胜不过。
And when we're really serious, we're diligent, we say, Lord, I want to overcome my weaknesses, but I cannot.
我们想对付自己的肉体，好像对付不来。
I want to deal with my flesh, but Lord, I have not the strength.
但是我们不包容他，我们不给魔鬼留地步，我们就是向神呼求，向神真实。
But we do not give the enemy's grounds. We keep crying out to God. We keep on being true to God.
你要发现神要显大能来帮助我们。
You discover that the Lord will prove himself strong.
我们一起读一节我们很熟的圣经，提摩太后书第二章二十一节。
Second Timothy, chapter 2, verse 21.
Yeah.应该都会背哈人若自洁脱离卑贱的事情就必要做贵重的器皿对不对在这次圣经里面告诉我们当我们能够自洁能够脱离卑贱的事的时候我们就要在主的面前成为贵重的器皿
If anyone cleanses himself and separates himself from the abased things then they will be a vessel of honor
他说到成为圣洁合乎主用预备行各样的善事
They will be sanctified, useful for the master, prepared for every good work
所以弟兄姊妹有许多的环境不是神不管
A lot of circumstances is not that the Lord is not willing to intervene
有很多的难处不是神不愿意祝福不愿意帮助
A lot of difficulties that we face is not because the Lord is not willing to bless and not willing to help
很多的时候是神找不到合用的器皿
But it's because the Lord cannot findThe appropriate vessel.
我相信我们在座的人都有修理东西的经验
And I know all of us here may have experiences in fixing something
像你手边如果缺了一个螺丝起子那个螺丝那么紧只要它能够起来问题就解决了但是你没有合用的器皿
And you discover that you don't have a screwdriver right next to you and there's a particular screw that is so tight If you have that screwdriver you can loosen it but there is no tool right next to you
你就只好放弃了太可惜了
And you have to give up because there's nothing you can do
就像我以前刚刚这个来到美国我跟于师母穷学生两个人我出300块他出200块我们买了一辆老爷车
Just like Sister Nancy and myself when we just came to the States we were very very poor I 200 from you
Of course 300 from me
300 from Pastor You and 200 from Sister Nancy they bought a used car
对那个车子呢在那个 distributor 里面有一个螺丝
这个常常会松掉，所以车子会熄火。
So in the distributor in the car, there's a screw that comes loose all the time, and oftentimes it would misfire.
所以你很可能在路上开到一半转弯，它就突然在马路中间熄火了。
As you make a turn, all of a sudden it would just stall in the middle of the road.
所以我一定要把它打开盖子，然后敲开来，弄螺丝起子，把它稍微松弄一下，然后发动又可以走了。
So I have to come out of the car, raise the hood, tighten that screw a little bit, and then restart, and we could get going again.
你看你们90年代来的都是爸爸妈妈给你们买新车你们都不会修车
For those of you who are younger now you can't even fix your cars now
有的人连换轮胎都不会换
Some of you don't know how to change your own tires
弟兄姊妹就差一个工具
You're just missing that one particular tool
你有个工具问题被解决的
That one particular tool will solve all your problems
所以那个人在难处里面
So that particular individual is in his difficulty
神希望有人去解决这个难处
God wants someone to go and help this person
在教会里面
In the church.
神希望用器皿但是找不到
God wants to use vessels, but God can't find
所以弟兄姊妹我们要成为一个合用的器皿预备行各样的善事
To be a useful vessel for the master prepare to do every good work.
当然圣经上有很多要成为合用条件合用器皿的条件但是提摩太后书告诉我们很清楚人若自洁
There's a lot of criteria for us to be a useful vessel in God's hand, butThis particular tells us that we will cleanse ourselves.
那个现在不是我要讲的，但是我就是要告诉弟兄姊妹，新的一年，神有很多祝福要给我们。
And that is not the point that I want to focus on today. But in this coming new year, God has many, many blessings that He wants for His people.
新的一年，神有很多的计划要在我们中间实现。
There are a lot of plans in the heart of God. He wants to actualize in our midst.
新的一年，神在我们中间，他有许多的工作他要做。
In this new year, there's a lot of work that God wants to get done.
在教会里面在家里面为着神的国度他都有许多的祝福和旨意要成就的
In the church, in your own families, in his kingdom There are a lot of things that he wants to do And a lot of blessings he wants to pour forth
何等希望我们的主不会在那里遗憾地说我可以差遣谁呢谁肯为我们去呢
We pray that the Lord our God will not regretfully say Whom shall we send? Who will go for us?
我们不需要他遍地寻找居然找不到一个
We pray that he goes to and fro and find none
而是能够找到人他能够施大恩帮助他
But he may find some He may find many that will rise up and help him
他能够找到一些人正在为他旨意而活着他的心就欢喜啊
That he may find those who will live for his will and purpose that would delight his heart
所以底波拉在这里祷告的时候
So when Deborah prays
他的祷告里面其实包括了三件事情
There are three things in the conclusion of her prayer
有三个不同的对象
There are three different audience
对着仇敌
Towards the enemy.
他说愿你所有的仇敌都将之灭亡
He says let all your enemies perish
不管他们多强
No matter how strong and mighty
不管他们多凶
No matter how great they are
希望他们全部被赶逐
May they all be removed and may they all perish
弟兄姊妹这是底波拉的祷告
And this is the prayer of Deborah
圣经上告诉我们整个世界现在伏在恶者的手下
The scripture tells us that the entire world is under the hand of the evil one
弟兄姊妹今天有各样的这个天灾不公平的事情战争疾病很多的事情罪恶的事情在这个世界里面
Natural disasters, injustice, a lot of evil, a lot of things that's not fair that is happening in this world
你不要去问神在哪里
Don't ask God where are you
你应该问说我们到底怎样对待神
You ought to ask how are we responding to God
因为整个世界已经伏在恶者的手下
Because the world is under the subdue of the evil one
人把自己的主权交给他
Man has given our authority to the evil one
所以整个世界是被仇敌来偷窃杀害和毁坏
So the enemy came to steal, to kill, and to destroy
而神的儿子来是叫人得生命而且得得更丰盛
But the son of God came that we may have life and have it more abundantly
约翰一书三章八节说神的儿子显现出来要除灭魔鬼一切的作为
John chapter 1 verse 3 verse 18 says that the son of man came appear to undo the work of the evil one
我很喜欢这个字神的儿子来 undo 你做多少我都把你 undo 掉
we love this word that the son of man would come to undo the work of the evil one
哎呀我不小心把我刚刚打的那个三个 page delete 掉了我 undo key 一弄他又回来了
just like the example when we're typing up something and we accidentally delete three pages we could press a button undo all of that
弟兄姊妹神的儿子来要除灭魔鬼的作为
the son of God appeared to undo the work of the evil one
今天如果我们不肯承认或是不认识没有体会到我们处在征战中的话
But if today we will not acknowledge that we are living in the days of battles
我们已经是仇敌手下的败将
We are already under the reign of the evil one
征战是非常严肃的
The battle is severe
征战是持续的
It is serious, it's prolonging
征战是永远不妥协的
And these battles will never be compromising
今天如果我们不觉得我们在征战中我们已经是仇敌的败将
But if today you do not feel like you're
you're in the middle of a battle, you have already lost.
所以提波拉的祷告愿仇敌都失败。
So Deborah prays and cries out, may all your enemies perish.
仇敌的工作被赶逐。
And may all their works be undo.
我跟你讲一个再好的家，再好的教会。
No matter how great a family, how great a church.
如果我们不警醒。
If we are not alert.
随时可以被仇敌破坏的。
The enemies can come and destroy us.
因为整个世界就是在他的底下。
Because the entire world is under his hand.
就像你把一个器皿丢到海里面去。
Just like you cast a vessel into the midst of the ocean.
水进不来，它包得好好的。
It wrapped up very well, water cannot get in.
但是只要任何时候它有破口，水就进来。
But whenever there's a small hole, the water can get in.
因为仇敌一直在。
Because the enemy is always around.
从来没有离开过。
He's never departed.
所以主耶稣在讲登山宝训结束的时候。
So at the conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount.
他说一个听道而不行道的人。
The Lord says, he who hears but does not do it.
好像一个愚昧人把房子盖在沙土上。
Shall be like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand.
雨淋水冲风吹撞着那个房子。
The rain come, the floods came, and it beats upon the house.
你看雨淋不是滴一滴的哈，它是一直下下下下一直下来，它是 continuously。
And the rain continuously to fall, not just one or two drops.
水冲也是这样。
And the water gushes against the house.
风吹也是这样。
The wind rushes against the house.
它有一个持续的力量一直在 push 你。
There's a continual force that beats upon the house.
它整个的目的是要把你摧毁掉。
The whole purpose is to destroy the house.
什么时候你一松，你一定被它冲走。
Whenever you let go and relax, you will be destroyed.
这是你没有办法的事情。
This is not something that you can't
do anything about it. 你可以想象你站在一个大的河流里面。
Well, imagine you are in the midst of a rushing current of the river.
我刚刚坐在这里，想起好几年前在台湾发生的哈，那个台风来的时候，洪水在大概是浊水溪，大概是浊水溪吧。
I remember many years ago when we were in Taiwan, there was a typhoon going through the island.
有两个人被困在大水的中间。
And there were two people that was trapped in the middle of a rushing river.
他们一直在这里叫人来救他们，他们这个救的人来的太晚了。
And they keep crying out, please help, please help.
他们 抓住一个东西在那里候着，那个水一直冲一直冲。
They held on to a branch in the middle of the river, but the river keep rushing against them.
居然隔了四五个小时都没有人来救，他们被水冲走了。
After 4 and 5 hours, not a rescuer came.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做水冲啊。
And this is what is called the water gushes.
风吹一样的。
And the wind beating against the house.
所以这是仇敌的工作。
And these are the works of the enemy.
来自弟兄姊妹，今天仇敌暂时被神留着。
But brothers and sisters, the enemy is left here for a time.
以前我听到一个小姊妹问一个年长的姊妹说，神，撒旦既然这么坏，神为什么不废掉他呢？
There was a young sister that asked an elderly sister before, if the Satan is so evil and so bad, why wouldn't God just destroy and remove him?
很多人都有这个问题。
I know many people have the same question.
他说撒旦还有利用的价值吗？
And there is still a time that God have a use for Satan.
今天撒旦还是在为神儿女们效力的。
Satan is still actually working for us.
仇敌的攻击让我们学会警醒。
And the enemy's attack help us to be alert.
仇敌的试探让我们在主的面前被圣别。
His temptations help us to be sanctified.
仇敌在我们身上许多的工作让我们学会依靠神。
A lot of his works help us to rely on the Lord.
不是说我们要欢迎他。
It's not that we will welcome the enemy's attacks.
而是我们要在主的面前有一个正确的态度来对待他。
But we need to have the right attitude seeing all things through God's eyes.
就跟加勒跟约书亚说仇敌是我们的食物。
Just like Caleb and Joshua would say that our enemy is our food.
你如果正的你如果是个对的人的话，所有仇敌的工作能够帮助我们成长。
If you are the right person, any attack from the enemy will help you to grow.
让我们更深经历基督的得胜。
That you will deeper experience the victories of Christ.
记得我以前跟你们讲过的例子啊。
I remember an example that I shared with all of you
before. 以前波士顿的龙虾要运到旧金山来卖的时候，它需要经过墨西哥湾绕一大圈，经过一两个月才运到的。
And in time passed, the lobster in Boston before it to reach to the coast of San Francisco, it needs to go through the entire Gulf of Mexico before they get here.
运到旧金山的时候都奄奄一息了，没有人爱吃的，因为广东人喜欢吃生猛龙虾。
By the time it gets to the San Francisco, they are barely holding on to its breath. And those who are Cantonese love those who are alive, or those that are alive and healthy.
所以这些大人们都不想买。
So they didn't want to buy any of those lobsters.
后来商人就是商人。
So merchants, they are indeed wise.
他们就在这个水箱里面放了很多那种很喜欢打仗那个鱼放在里面。
And so in these tanks that would transport the lobsters, they would put fish that would love to fight.
所以一路上他们都在那里准备打仗。
So the whole time, these lobsters were getting geared to fight the fish.
有时候真的打起来。
A lot of times they do fight.
所以遇到旧金山的时候，他比在波士顿还要生猛。
And when it comes to San Francisco, these these lobsters are more fierce than when they were in Maine.
啊，能够卖的好价格啊。
And so they sell very well.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们这个人有时候就是生活里面需要挑战的。
So a lot of times we realize we need challenges.
啊，让我们经历我们所信的到底是谁。
We need experience.Whom have we believed in?
让我们借着胜过仇敌，仇敌成为我们的食物。
That through victories over our enemies, we may discover they are actually our food.
啊，第二个讲到对神。
Secondly, the prayer is towards God.
啊，他希望爱主的人都能够兴起啊。
So let all those who love him rise up.
哦，神家真的是缺少爱主的人。
The house of God lack those who love the Lord.
啊，神，我原谅我说，很多人有热心，不见得有爱心。
Forgive me for saying this. Many people have a zealous heart, but they do not have a heart of love.
他们甚至可以在神家。很认真地做事情，但是不见得爱神。
They may be very, very diligent in serving the Lord in His house, but they may not love God.
可能很多人很有恩赐，可能人圣经懂得不得了，熟得不得了，可是他里面不爱神。
They may be those with many giftings and they know the scriptures very well, but they do not love God in their heart.
所以圣经上才会保罗在罗马书，在哥林多前书第八章说：“若有人爱神，这个人乃是神所知道的。”
So 1 Corinthians chapter 8, Paul writes, "If anyone loves God,God knows him."
所以你千万不要难过，如果有人不知道你爱神。
So please don't be sad if you feel that no one knows that I love the Lord.
要羡慕做一个主都知道我爱他的人。
Be a person that admires the one whom God knows that.
人夸不夸奖我没有关系。
No one praise me, that's okay.
啊，但是如果主能够因为我爱他得到满足。这就够了。
But if God can be satisfied for my love towards Him, that's enough for me.
啊，他说愿爱你的人能够更多的人被兴起来。
So Deborah says, let those who love Him be raised up.
所以保罗有时候他不光在这里说到爱主的人会被神知道。
And Paul not only says that those who love the Lord are known by God.
他甚至在哥林多前书十六章结束的时候，他说若有人不爱神，这人可诅可咒。
And First Corinthians chapter 16, as he concludes, he says, if any man that would not love the Lord, let him be cursed.
我们都应该。好好来爱他。
We are all to rise up and love the Lord.
我没有时间去多讲。当一个人爱神，一个真正爱神的人。
And I don't have a lot of time to go through details, but a person who truly loves the Lord.
他身上一定有一些特点。
There's something, some characteristics that you can see.
就跟我们昨天讲的，一个真正做主门徒的，在他身上有特点。
Just like we shared yesterday, a person who's truly a disciple of the Lord, there are characteristics that you can see.
啊，就很多的事情你可以看出这个人是怎样的人，那个人是怎样的人，因为他身上有一些特点嘛。
Many through their lives, you can see the characteristics.That they exemplify who they are.
啊，所以在圣经里面讲到爱主的人。
So the scripture when it talks about those who love the Lord.
他第一个特点，他就是喜欢亲近神，他喜欢花时间跟主在一起。
Number one, they like to draw near to the Lord. They like to spend time with God.
啊，他喜欢来亲近主。
They like to draw near to the Lord.
他喜欢来爱他。
They love to love the Lord.
啊，第二个，一个真正爱主的人。
And secondly, one who loves the Lord.
他一定愿意跟世界有分别的。
He wants to be separated from the world.
啊，因为约翰一书第二章十五节告诉我们，不要爱世界和世界上的事，因为人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
First John chapter 2 says, "Do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him."
他知道有一个东西会夺去里面他对神的爱。
They know in the depth of their heart there's something that can steal and rob away that love.
不仅仅破坏了。他对神爱的程度也破坏了他对神爱的纯度。
Not only ruin that relationship that they have with God, but the purity of that love towards God.
如果你觉得过去很爱主，现在不爱主。
If you feel like you loved the Lord once, but now it's not there anymore.
从前讲到主的爱，心里面就落泪，就感动，现在没有感觉。
And in time past, whenever you speak of the love of the Lord, the tears would begin to fall.
你一定要回到圣经上来看这句话：人若爱世界。爱父的心就不在他里面。
Now you don't feel anything, and you look at this word, this verse. If man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
这是 mutual exclusive, 两个不能共存的。
These two things are mutually exclusive.
你不能说我又爱神又爱世界。圣经上主耶稣说不可能。
There's no way you can say I'm going to love the world at the same time I love God. The Scripture says it is impossible.
不可能，就是不可能。
It is impossible, absolutely impossible.
而第三个。
And thirdly,
一个真正爱神的人。
A person who truly loves the
Lord.为主来忍受试探。
He's willing to endure temptations for the Lord.
所以雅各书第一章第十二节。
So James chapter 1 verse 12 says.
他说忍受试探的人是有福的。
Those who endure temptation are blessed.
主要为那些经验过的人要赐给他们生命的冠冕。
And those who are tried shall have the crown of life.
这是主应许给那些爱他的人。
These are the promises of God for those who love him.
所以一个人一碰到试探就投降的，说明你根本不爱主。
So one who succumbs to temptation immediately as it comes speaks of the fact they do not
love the Lord. 试探的确是会吸引我们，会是需要挣扎的，是需要付代价的。
Temptations will come and they will try us, and we need to give a price.
如果你不需要忍受，那对你已经并没有试探的力量。
And if you don't need to endure it, you don't need to go against it, then it is not a temptation for you anymore.
就是因为它好到一个地步，你需要付代价来 overcome.
Because there's some seemingly good about it, then you have to pay a price to resist it.
啊，弟兄姊妹，在这里忍受试探的人有福了。
For those who endure temptation.Are blessed.
神要把生命的冠冕赐给我们
For they will have the crowns of life.
是为了那些爱他的人
For those who love him.
第四个
And fourthly.
我们一个真正爱神的人，他一定会彼此相爱的。
And those who truly love the Lord will love one another.
约翰一书第四章十二节告诉我们，我们如果彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面。爱他的心在我们里面就完全了。
John chapter 1 verse 4 says, Those who love the Lord, they will love one another, and the love of God in them will be perfected.
后面到了二十节，他说，如果我们不能够爱所看得见的弟兄，怎么能够爱看不见的神呢？
Verse 20 says, If we cannot love the brother that whom we can see, how can we love the God that we cannot see?
所以我们真正爱神，我们一定会爱我们周围的弟兄姊妹。
So when we truly love God, then we will love those who are around us.
第五个特点。
And the fifth characteristic.
你真正爱他，就会愿意顺服他。遵守他的命令。
When you truly love the Lord, then you will obey him and obey his commandments.
这是荣教师几乎最喜欢的经文之一，也是他我最后一次见他面，他送给我的经文。
This is Pearl Young. This is one of her favorite verses, and this is the verse that she gave.
约翰福音十四章二十一节。
John chapter 14 verse.
有了我的命令又遵守的。
21。
这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他。并且要向他显现。
He who has my commandments keep them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的巴不得神家有更多爱主的人出来。
And how we pray, there are more and more those who would sincerely love the Lord.
在太平盛世的时候看不出来。
And when everything is peaceful, we can't see it.
在神家面临危机有需要的时候，马上就显明了。
And when we see a need, and when we see a critical point in the house of God, then we will see it.
当底波拉跟巴拉在那里呼召。
When Deborah and Barak is crying out,
流便支派在溪水旁听着笛子，看着羊群，他们不出来。
Reuben by the riverside, they're gazing at their flock, they're listening to the piping to the flock, they would not come out.
基列人在约旦河外，他们不肯过来。
Gilead on the side of the shore of Jordan, they would not cross over.
但支派坐在船上。
Dan, they sat on their ships.
亚瑟支派安居在港口里面。
Asher, they are at the inlet of the river.
他们都不肯来帮助耶和华。
None of them will come to help the Lord.
明明神家有需要，就是神的需要。
The house of the Lord has a need, is the need of the Lord.
但他们却不来。
But yet they will not come.
他们的结局是他被神的使者咒诅。
And their end is that they are cursed by the angels of the Lord.
但是在底波拉里面，他不甘心。
But in the heart of Deborah, she will not relent.
她的祷告还是为着神家全家。
Her prayer continues prayed for the house of Israel.
爱你的人能够兴起来。
Oh, let those who love the Lord rise up.
更多爱主的人能够兴起来。
May those who love the Lord come forth.
第三方面。
And thirdly.
他这爱主的人能够像日头一样。
That they would be like the sun.
讲日头出现光辉烈烈。
That as they comes out in its full strength.
当黑夜笼罩的时候。
And when the night falls.
是提供了仇敌工作的很好的机会。
And it's an opportunity for the enemy to work.
当黑夜笼罩的时候。
And when the night falls on us.
让很多软弱的人心里面被恐惧抓住。
Those who are weak are enslaved by fear.
当黑夜笼罩的时候。
And when the night falls.
让很多人的心情郁闷而且没有盼望。
And our heart began to despair and we lose hope.
当日头出现了。
But yet when the sun rises.
他把光带来了
It brings forth light.
他把热带来了
It brings forth warmth.
他把所有生命百物成长所需要的东西恩典带来了
All the things, all the grace that all living things needs is brought forth.
说到影响力
It talks about the power of influence.
我虽然没有机会听到昨天 Brother Ernie 昨天晚上的信息我知道他讲光讲盐
I didn't have an opportunity to hear Brother Ernie's message last night, but I know he shared about salt and being salt and light.
主耶稣用人最容易明白的而且最经常用的两个小东西来讲出基督徒明显的影响力。
The Lord uses the two smallest things, the two things that we can most comprehend to describe our power of influence.
在这个平淡的人生
，and this ordinary life，
没有味道、失去味道的人生
，this life that is unflavorful, uneventful。
盐进来了，有味道了。
The salt came and it brought flavor in our lives。
哦，在这个充满腐败的一个环境里面
，in a time that is in decay。
盐进来了
，the salt came。
它杀菌，它能够保持它的纯度。
And it killed those germs and it keeps
同样的黑暗在这里
I could keep the things to sustain those things. At the same time, darkness is here.
当光来的时候
But when light comes,
光就把黑暗赶出去了
Light drives away the darkness.
这我也讲过一个例子讲到一个传道人在一个宣教工厂多年服事没有结果
And I gave shared the story, an example of an evangelist out in a place sharing, working for many years, but no fruit can be seen.
就在他非常灰心失望的时候
And when he was most despaired,
他整个就在街上的这个乡村的小街上走路
And he was walking in a very small street in the village.
他非常沮丧的低着头走来走去
And his head was bowed, and he was very despaired. He was very sad.
当他经过一个橱窗的时候
And
经过一个店的一个 window
and when he passed a particular window of a shop
他突然被眼角飘见的那个大的一个 poster 吸引了
and he was captured by a big poster on that window
在那么大张的一张海报上全部都是黑黑的
and on that big poster there was all sorts of black things
所以非常的突出非常的明显
and it was very vivid
但是中间有一颗小小的蜡烛在那里发光
but in the midst ofit all, there was a small candle that was giving light.
底下有一句话
And then there was a verse or these words that followed.
他说就算把全世界的黑暗都加起来也不能够阻止我的发光
And you add up all the darkness of the world, it cannot overcome my light.
弟兄姊妹啊这句话大大的激励了他
And this word greatly encouraged our brother.
虽然黑暗这么多
And yes, darkness is so great.
虽然黑暗这么深
The darkness is so deep.
有点像出埃及记说的那个黑暗几乎深到一个地步人可以摸得到的
Just like the days of Exodus, the darkness is so real that you can almost touch it.
但是就那一个小光出来马上就不一样
But that small candle light made all the difference in the world.
弟兄姊妹不要小看自己的影响力
But do not despise your power to influence.
我们天天都在影响周围的人
Every single day we are influencing those around us.
只是看你的影响大跟小
It has to do with the magnitude and the severity of our influence.
是正面的还是反面的就是了
Whether it be positive or negative.
其实我们都在影响别人
We are all influencing someone.
你怎么听到你也影响我
How you are listening to me right now, you're influencing me.
我怎么讲到我也影响你
How I am preaching is influencing you.
你去 Safeway 买菜，小姐对你态度是什么影响你
When you go shop at Safeway, the clerk's attitude towards you influences you.
你对她是什么态度也影响她
Your attitude towards her influences her.
连你旁边开车的人都影响你，对不对
Even the person who's driving right next to you in the next lane influences you.
你怎么可以超过我呢
You can't pass me.
你怎么可以这样 cut in 呢
How can you cut in front of me?
我们通通都在影响别人
Everybody's influencing one another.
求神帮助我们
May God help us.
不要只在地上做一个好人
Don't just be a good person in this world.
要做一个有属天影响
Be a person that has a heavenly influence.
这个 David Dawson 在他的这个 Equipping the Saints 里面，他举了一个例子。
David Dawson in the Equipping of the Saints gave an example.
他讲到有一次在 Billy Graham 那个格里汉的这个大布道会里面。
He said one time in Billy Graham's crusade,
有一个 businessman 一个生意人得救了。
A businessman was saved.
他得救了以后，他就回到他自己所住的地方，他很久以前去过的一个教会。
And after he was saved, he went back to where he lived andto a church that he went a long time ago.
然后他发现在那个教会里面的长老
and he discovered the elders of that church
居然是跟他多年在企业上的伙伴
was a companion of his in his secular endeavors.
所以他就走到那个长老面前他说我前几天在格里汉的布道会里面我信主了
So he walked up to the elders and he said, a couple of days ago, I attended the Billy Graham crusade and I came to the Lord.
那个长老说我听说了
And the elder says,I've heard.
然后他就问这个长老
And then he asked this elder,
我们彼此在企业上有多少年的这个关系了
And our business dealing, how many years have we had this relationship?
那个长老说23年
And the elder says for about 23 years.
然后他接着问他
And then he asked him,
他说那么在过去这23年里面你都是基督徒吗
And in these past 23 years, have you been a Christian the whole time?
那个长老说是啊
And the elder says, yeah.
他说：“那你为什么都不跟我讲耶稣呢？”
He said, "How come you never told me about Jesus?"
他说：“你知道吗？”
He said, "Did you know?"
我就是因为看见你这么好的一个人，而且不是基督徒，我觉得我不需要当基督徒也可以。
And I've seen you all these years. I said, "Such a great person, yet you're not a Christian." So I don't need to be a Christian.
我看你这么有礼貌，这么温和，对人这么好，而且你从来不讲你是基督徒。我想不是基督徒也这么好，我何必去当基督徒呢
？You're so courteous. You're so nice to everyone, and you're not a Christian, and you're still so good to everyone. Then I got a chance. I don't need to be a Christian.
弟兄姊妹，你到底在人家眼中是个好人，还是一个真正的基督徒
？Are you merely a good man in man's eyes, or are you a real Christian?
你真正有属灵的影响力，能够叫在黑暗中的见到光
？Do you really have a heavenly influence that those who are sitting in darkness may see the light?
在痛苦中的碰见爱
？Those who are hurting may touch love.
在需要帮助的人能够从你的身上能够得到主的帮助
？Those who need help may obtain help through you.
他说：“现在在这里宣愿愿神的儿女像日头出现，那是一个明。”明显的属天的影响力。
So let those who love the Lord come forth as the emergence of the sun is a very obvious and clear influence.
那是属天的。
It's heavenly.
那是明显的。
It is obvious.
而且是越来越强的，日头越照越明。
And it gets brighter and brighter to its full strength.
它不仅仅把光带到黑暗里面来。
Not only does it bring forth light into
darkness. 它把生命、把能力带到这个地上来。
It brings life and power into the world.
它把所有需要成长的万物需要的恩典带来了。
All the grace that living things need to grow.He's brought it forth.
弟兄姊妹，我们神家需要这样子的器皿。
Brothers and sisters, we need vessels as these in the house of God.
所以保罗从来不会像这个长老一样。
So Paul would never be as this elder.
他不管到哪里去，都带来明显的影响力。
No matter where he went, he brought forth a very vivid and clear.
使徒行传十七章六节，他到帖撒罗尼迦的时候。
Acts chapter 16, when he came to Thessalonica.
他到帖撒罗尼迦的时候，人家形容他们是搅乱天下的。
And Thessalonica, they call these men those who turn the world upside down.
搅乱天下英文翻叫 turn the world upside down, 翻天覆地。
And these are the men who turn the world upside down.
看你这个人怎么一辈子都是倒过来走，他把你翻过来。
And they say, how come you're always walking upside down?In the wrong way, they want to turn you in the right way.
他把整个天下都翻过来。
They turn the entire world right side up.
到了十九章在以弗所的时候，这些人是让全城轰动的。
And when they came to Ephesus, these people moved the entire city.
当他被押到这个该撒利亚，被人家上告到这个巡抚那里的时候，别人告他说这个人像瘟疫一样。
And when he was brought to Caesarea.Caesarea, and he was brought before the authorities, and they say that he is like a disease.
就是你最好不要靠近我。
So don't be anywhere near me.
你只要靠近我，我就要把耶稣传给你。
If you come near me, I will infect you with Jesus.
就跟这个2002-03年的时候，那个时候的那个叫什么感啊？SARS.
2002 and 2003, we had the big outbreak of SARS.
然后大家都。远远的哈。
Everybody kind of walk in a distance from each other.
我们基督徒就是应该这样。
We as Christians, we ought to be that way.
到哪里去，把主的爱、把主的同在、把主的生命、把主的救恩带去的。
No matter where we go, we bring forth the love of the Lord. We bring forth the peace and the joy of the Lord. And
永远不要像徐志摩，悄悄的来，悄悄的走，挥一挥衣袖，不带走一片云彩。你不用翻。
Only the Chinese people understand that.
那是一个没有影响力的。
Spoke of a person that has absolutely no influence.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们要在这里要有影响力。
We need to be a person of influence.
尤其每一年，神都把我们带到一个新的阶段。
Particularly every year, the Lord brings us to a new stage.
啊，希望我们在他的手中更合乎他用。
That in the hands of the Lord, we may be useful in His hands.
我们要门徒训练，我们有英文的聚会，我们有各样侍奉团队的建造。弟兄姊妹，神家一直在这里，我们需要何用的器皿。
We're going to begin the discipleship. We're going to begin the English ministry. We're going to begin a lot of building up, equipping of the saints. We need vessels to rise.
我希望迪波拉的祷告真的是成为我们的祷告。
We pray that the prayers of Deborah would become our prayers.
迪波拉所祷告的也成为我们的实际。
And the things that she prayed for becomes a reality for us.
仇敌的工作被赶逐。
That the work of the enemy would be undo.
神家更多人起来爱主。
And the house of the Lord, there'll be more and more that would rise up to sincerely love the Lord.
更多有属灵影响力的人在这。
That we have more and more of those who have heavenly influence of one another.
我虽然知道时间过了，我讲一个故事结束。
I know time is coming, is passing, but I want to give a story to conclude.
我从前常讲，我很久没讲。
And I spoke of the story before, and I haven't tell it to you guys for a long time.
就是在西雅图有一次参战者奥运会的时候。
And in Seattle in the
Paralympics.在那个比赛里面有一个500亚的一个 dash 好一个短跑比赛
There was a 500 yard race
那有七八个人参加
And there were about 7 or 8 competitors
他们 有一些是有 Down syndrome 的有一些是 handicap 有些各种的不同的困难
The athletes they all have physical infirmities and things that they can't they're not healthy
就在砰开始跑的时候
but at the sounding of the gun, they all began the race.
有一个年轻的孩子起跑没好，摔跤倒在地上。
And a young boy, he did not start off well, and he tripped and fell on the ground.
膝盖磨破了，他就坐在地上，他就哭起来了。
And he had a wound on his knee, and he just sat there and began to cry.
其他七个在往前跑的。
And the other seven, as they continued to run,
突然听见他哭了。
All of a sudden, they heard his cry.
没有人叫他们停。
Nobody told them to stop.
七个人全部停下。
All seven of them stopped together.
他们全部回头。
They all turned around.
他们全部走回来。
They all walked back.
然后一起围着这个孩子。
And they surrounded this one kid.
有一个就是有当时没走的年轻女孩子，她低头下去亲了他一下。
And there was a girl with Down syndrome. She went down and kissed this boy's wound.
她说希望这样子能够减轻一点你的痛。
So I hope that this could take away some of your pain.
不同人给他安慰。
And everybody comforted him.
弟兄姊妹他们在那里面搞了一段时间。先把这个哭的孩子扶起来。
The seven of them were there surrounding this boy for some time, and then finally they lifted him up.
接下来这八个人都不跑。
And then afterwards, all eight of them they did not
continue to run. 他们彼此手搀着手。
And with their hand in one another.
他们夹着，然后八个人一起往前走。
And all eight of them continued to walk forward.
全场观众全部站起来，哭啊，欢呼啊，拍掌啊，感动得不得了。
The audience began to weep. They began to clap. They were all moved by what they did.
这是他们连想都没想到的一个景象。
The audience could not have ever pictured such a scene.
在这些好像被世人忽略的，甚至有的人瞧不起的人身上。
But in those who the world have despised, and sometimes they don't even remember.
他们还保留了人性中一些纯净的东西，他们彼此相爱。
They kept the purity of the love of humanity.
他们中间没有增进，没有彼此攻击的心态。
Not have that heart of warring with one another.
他们就是那样本能的关心有需要的人。
They have that genuine care and love for each other.
他们就是本能的一起扶持，一起往前去。
With the power that they possess, they went and helped each other to move forward.
那天所有的观众站在那几分钟都没办法坐下来，他们一直拍手，多少人流泪。
So that day, the audience stayed on their feet. Nobody could stop cheering for these eight.
在今天这个时代里面
，In this time,
多少的教会都在分裂。
So many churches are falling apart.
多少的教会里面有勾心斗角，弟兄姊妹相处不和的事情。
So many churches are splitting, and there are dissensions that is happening inside the house of God.
不要说有一根一根的筷子被抽出去，被抽底折断。
And not to say that one at a time the sticks are being removed from the bundle, and one by one they are broken.
不要说有一根一根的一块一块的炭火从炭堆里面被拿出来冷却了。
Not to say one piece at a time the charcoal are being taken out of the bunch and they are cool.
不要说在往前的路上，多少人被亚玛力人不是挡下来，就是从后面杀掉了。
Not to say that along the spiritual journey, those who are stopped by the Malachites who have been slain behind.
今天连住在神家所谓亲爱的弟兄姊妹中间，都有许多勾心斗角、彼此不和的事情。
But in the house of God, there are many those who have dissensions, who have issues, and who have things in their hearts.
我们何等希望神在我们中间。
How we pray that God in our midst,
神能够兴起他的作为
God would raise up His doing,
把所有仇敌的作为从我们中间赶出去
and God would undo all the work of the evil.
我们的祷告都集中在神的儿子出来，魔鬼的作为为我们 undo 掉
and All our prayers were focused on the fact that Son of God appeared to undo the work of the evil.
我们的祷告都希望神家每一个都起来爱耶稣
and how we pray that every single one of us would rise up to love the Lord.
没有人袖手旁观，没有人坐在这个圈里面听敌声
No one was sit on the sidelines. No one would sit by the riverside and listen to the piping
of the flocks.
Everyone gives their shoulders. Everyone steps in. And we pray there are more and more of those who would have a heavenly influence. We not only bless the brothers and sisters whom we can see.
我们的家人, 我们公司的同事, 我们的community, 甚至这个世代, 所有神的儿女们, 都借着网络被联合起来了,
our families, our brothers and sisters, our co-workers, and this entire world has been linked together because of the internet.
希望我们的影响力是真实的,
but we pray our power to influence is real.
是明显的, 而且是属天的,
it is apparent, it is heavenly.
我们一起唱一首诗歌,
let's sing a hymn together.
658首,
658.
我们只唱第一节,
we're only going to sing verse 1. Stand up, stand up for Jesus.
他已经讲两遍了, 大家就 stand up.
Everyone please stand.
我们只唱第一节。
Amen.
起来, 起来, 为耶稣, 你们是家眷民, 明天早晨虽高峰, 明日派的香香,
百姓他住的圣城，每个神明传念，每个人心都动快乐，守望直到永远。好，我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray together.
我们可不可以有一分钟我们同声的祷告？For
a minute, let's all lift our voices and cry out to the Lord.
就照着底波拉所祷告的，都成为我们的祷告。Let
those words of Deborah become our prayers.
为着我们自己，为着我们的家，为着我们的教会。For
ourselves, for our families, for our church.
为着这个世代的众教会和神的国度，我们都来祷告。For
the churches of this generation, for the kingdom of God, let's cry out to the Lord.
我们有一分钟，我们同声祷告。Let's
raise up our voices.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord Jesus, yes, God. Jesus, how our hearts thank you. You have given us time. You've given us more opportunity to know you deeper. And opportunities to continue to grow and mature. And opportunities to be transformed by you still.
主啊，在新年的第一次的主日里面， 我们再一次把自己交给你。
On this first Sunday of the year, we once again surrender ourselves to you.
洁净我们这个人。
Cleanse us, O God.
倒空我们这个人。
Empty us, O God.
得着我们这个人。
Lay hold of us, God.
让我们在座的每一个都成为你手中合用的器皿。
That every one of us who are here today may be a vessel useful in your hand.
底波拉的祷告成为我们今年集中的祷告。
May the prayer of Deborah be our focus this year.
我们真是要借着祷告把所有仇敌
That by prayer we will undo the work of the evil one.
让所有的仇敌在这里，他们不能够再猖狂，不能够再欺压你的百姓。
That the enemy cannot run around loose and oppress your people.
让我们的家庭得到保护，让我们的孩子得到保护。
Our family and our children are under protection.
教会的见证能够被保护。
That the church and its testimony may be under protection.
主啊，也为我们兴起更多倾心爱主的人。
Lord Jesus, raise up those who would sincerely love you.
Oh, 因为他们专心爱你,
because they wholeheartedly love you, Lord.
让你的心得到满足,
and may your heart be delighted and satisfied.
让你在这个教会里面，你乐意用你的同在和祝福。
That in this church, delight to pour forth your blessing to satisfy us. Raise up more and more those who have heavenly influence.
不管被你摆在哪里,
no matter where we are placed, that we may bring forth the presence of the Lord. That we may bring forth the beauty of Jesus.
带着耶稣的祝福,
that we may bring forth the blessings of Jesus.
能够成为我们周围人的祝福,
that we may be the blessing of all those around us.
我们谢谢你,
we thank you, Lord.
我们为了这两天, 我们谢谢你,
but for these few days, we thank you, Lord.
为了前面我们继续的来依靠,
for our days before us, we lean on you.
听我们这样子的祷告,
hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
好, 请坐。
Please be seated.